here at the 2018 2020, and I almost forgot where I was for a second. How can you not forget where you are? This is Money 2020 in Las Vegas, Nevada, and we are here in the Coney DBX Experience Center, and I'm with Mr. Dan Gill from Carvana. Welcome, Dan.
Thanks so much for having me.
You're welcome. You're welcome. How is the conference going for you? I know you're running around
here.
Yeah,
it's been great. Conferences are always good for getting as many people together, knocking out meetings back to back, so it's been very productive.
Yeah, a nice marathon, you know?
Yeah,
then
exactly.
You get home, it's like, oh,
yeah,
relax.
Exactly.
So we're talking about today's car buying experience,
sure,
which is rapidly evolving. So how have you seen it evolve over, based on your experience, how have you seen it evolve over the last years, especially with all the technology advances we're experiencing?
Yeah, I think automotive retail was one of the a little bit slower to change in a sense of the transparency of the transaction. And we're now seeing sort of the final purchases that happen in our lives that involve lots of negotiation, like mattresses have all kind of gone fixed price.
Thank you.
And automotive retail has gone a lot fixed price.
Thank you.
CarMax has been doing it for a long time.
Yeah, yeah.
But I think a lot of that comes from the transparency that results from the internet, where everyone can share, this is how much I paid, or you have folks like TrueCar, and now Car Gurus and others doing comparative pricing. So shining a really bright light on price is putting a lot of pressure towards fixed price and more transparency. And that has good and bad effects. It's really great for consumers in that there is pricing transparency and that puts pressure on the price. The bad is that the cost structure for most dealerships is the same. And so they've got to figure out where to make that money
back. Right.
And that tends to come from, you know, the average dealership transaction is still 3 to 4 hours long. You have certainly the price, but then you've got financing, you've got trading, you've got dealer or dock fees, and there are other ways to find that profitability inside
right.
of that cost structure.
Right.
So, you know, it's progress from some of the technology, but I think there's still, you know, it's a many front war, that automotive retail transaction, and that's still not great.
If I can just avoid seeing the closer,
you know,
I'm
exactly.
good. You know, here's my trade-in,
fixed
cost, I want to buy this car for this much, get me out the door.
And that's been our entire mission, is to get to a point of self-service for every part of that.
Yeah.
So,
oh my gosh, yeah.
98% of our trade-ins are fully automated to the penny accurate.
Really?
No pictures, no inspection. Our financing, when you finance with Carvana, is instantaneous, completely self-service to the penny accurate. We have no dealer or dock fees. It's a checkout funnel that's akin to what you'd be used to at an Amazon or something like that. And you schedule delivery of the car to your door. And so for the
beautiful.
Many people, it's actually 55% of our customers now, schedule the delivery without ever speaking to a human being.
I would like that. I think most people would, because that's one of the scary things in life. It's like public speaking and then negotiating for your new car.
Exactly.
I think they go in that order.
Yeah. Yeah.
So do you guys partner with credit unions and banks, or are you guys strictly independent?
Yeah, so we focused on building all of that self-service because that was the vision, because we wanted to make really disrupt the cost structure of the dealership model and be able to give some of that savings back to consumers. But there aren't all of those capabilities in lending, so we built that for ourselves.
Okay.
What we were then able to do is take that platform and bring it to our credit union partners and lending partners, where you can take a pre-approval, push that through our API, and then shop more than 11,000 cars on Carvana.com with your pre-approved terms. And so, you know, there's the reality that while we're building our brand, there's still a lot of people that are, you know, very, very trusting, understandably, of their credit union and very loyal to their credit union, so they want to get their financing there, and we allow them to seamlessly bring that to Carvana inside of our platform.
Mm-hmm.
So, we've had a lot of great partnerships forged. Delta Community Credit Union was one of our first. We've had a lot of the other really large, Randolph Brooks has been a great partner for us, and I think we've got over 40 different credit unions across the United States now that are directly integrated.
Well done, sir. Well done.
Yeah,
and I assume you guys are working with community banks as well.
Indeed.
Give them a fair shake here. So how has it benefited credit unions and banks? Obviously, their value goes up, member trust, that type of stuff.
I think there's a few ways working with Carvana is beneficial. One is that everybody is pushing towards online customer acquisition, right? Because you can trace that ROI so much more effectively.
Oh, yeah,
right?
No doubt.
You put up a Google ad and someone clicks and you can trace that click and watch them fill out the form for their pre-approval, but then you lose them to the ether of going to a dealership, right? So to originate an auto loan, someone's got to buy a car. And so you lose them, and all the chief lending officers and CIOs and CEOs of credit unions that we speak with are all frustrated by this notion of getting the deal getting flipped, but they're also sort of addicted to the indirect flow that they're getting from the dealership, and so there's a little bit of a tension there. But in this world, we can actually provide that closed loop where you get your pre-approval through the credit union app or through the credit union website. You can click straight through and shop with those terms in real time, schedule delivery to your door. And so it's that totally closed loop system. And if you send a lead to Carvana as a credit union partner, we turn off the website's ability to finance with Carvana. So the customer is yours and it remains yours as a credit union. So we're trying to sort of tighten that up, and we think all of that is in service of the member, right? That completely self-service, closed-loop experience, the instant gratification, the lack of hassle and negotiation and all of that. So you know, we think it's kind of a win-win-win.
Yeah, the key in there is if you're getting a loan, is the pre-approval. Once you have that pre-approval, you have all the leverage. Most of it.
Yeah.
So,
can I ask you a quick question?
We're doing an interview right now,
We're recording.
That's okay. No worries.
Hi.
One more question. So what challenges need to be met? Are there any more hurdles in this process?
I think there are still silos in the industry, and that's what's hard is, as a lender, you want to know, what is the collateral that I'm lending against, right? And as a dealer, you need to make enough gross profit on the transaction. And so even that notion of the handoffs between all of those entities creates latency and friction for the consumer. And so the lack of systems integration is still pretty challenging, and we're certainly solving that for our customers, but I think industry-wide there's still a lot more to be done there, and a lot of work happening in that regard, because ultimately the customer doesn't want to get financing or get a value for their trade-in, or they're not seeking any of those things. All they want is the car,
right?
And so we need to remove as much friction from that process as humanly possible. And our belief is that, you know, in the fullness of time, the consumer's interest is the one that wins out.
No doubt.
And so we think that transparency and that self-service opportunity is definitely what consumers want, and we're just trying to build out the technology to get there.
So the goal here is to, like, basically have it as simple as going to the grocery store and getting a gallon of milk and going home with it, you know?
So we have customers trade in, finance, and schedule delivery in less than 10 minutes.
That's awesome. So oh my gosh.
It's pretty fun.
Oh my gosh, this is so exciting stuff.
Yeah.
So having said that, you know, where do we go from here? A wrap up question here.
I think, you know, we really want to be, again, with that customer at the center, providing everything the customer wants. And so there's a lot of complexity associated with automotive retail. Like I said, there is all of the trade that we've handled and the financing that we've handled, but insurance is another interesting opportunity, and accessorization is another interesting opportunity. And we just want to be able to tie all of those things
together. How about DMV services and all that type of stuff?
So we do that stuff today.
Oh, you do? Okay, good.
Title and registration.
Good.
Helping people avoid that.
Thank you.
Yeah. So it really is just, how do we make that that experience as comprehensive and self-service as possible?
Yeah, just make that car buying experience just, you know,
like
a gallon
else.
Of milk, man.
Yeah.
Exactly.
So we'll stick with it.
Very cool, Dan. Anything else? Any other final words of wisdom to wrap up, sir?
No, just that we've got a lot of partners, but are always interested in more. So we'd love to speak to credit union leaders and understand their unique challenges and be as helpful as we can be.
Well, we'll try to get this out there for you.
Right on. Thank you
so much.
All right,
Dan, thank you so much.
Pleasure.